This podcast contains explicit language.
Yada, yada, yada. Quick voice check. Yeah.
Testing.
Testing.
I lived in a tree and ate a snake.
All right. This is Carlos.
This is Dave.
You make us some games. Episode Sandbox Games. Yeah.
Why so sad?
I was trying to slow down after the quick spurts of voice. One might call it...
Ultimate fail.
One might call it a vocal sandbox. Speaking of sandboxes, there are games that are considered sandbox games for their unparalleled freedom and requirement for the player to use their imagination to play. Why don't we talk about some of these games?
Alrighty.
Especially, you know, Dave, the guy who wanted to talk about them, saying nothing.
Well, I don't want to take full control of this as of yet, so
no,
I want to hear everybody else's take on it.
Well, for me, I haven't really played sandbox games. The only technical sandbox game I've ever played was Lego Blocks. So, and that was years ago.
Tell so you've never played, you never played Spider-Man? You never played, oh, wow.
Grand Theft Auto?
Grand Theft Auto?
No. I do want to try Grand Theft Auto, though, but no, I haven't.
Well, Lego is, it's low-tech, but it counts.
It's a game. It's a game, and it's a sandbox of sorts.
I've played in a literal sandbox.
Unfortunately, but despite the irony, it does not count.
Oh, it totally counts.
Why doesn't it count? I would go to the little corner where the kids are sitting. I'd push them aside. I would grab the little crane, start digging, you know. That counts. I'm building a little building for my house, you know.
And then when the kids try to take it back, you push them again.
Exactly. And then I would just, you know, go into the seesaw. Clearly too big for it, but I would still go there, you know, push the sand aside. Get the sand on my shoes after, you know. Still a sandbox.
It's a sandbox. I think if you can call Minecraft a game, you can call playing in a real sandbox a game.
Yeah.
Minecraft. Nice shot there, asshole.
Hey, wait a minute. Does that mean Polly Pocket's a sandbox?
No.
Well, totally.
No,
Polly
it has
Pocket's
to be.
A total sandbox game.
Huh?
Just like Minecraft.
Well,
fuck you!
The only reason is because sandboxes, you have something and you do whatever you want with it. That's what Polly Pocket was. You have these tiny little dollies that you can fold and do whatever. There's no actual storyline or... Well, okay, no, you can have storyline, but... There's nothing there, so you just do make-believe whatever. So doesn't that count?
Polly Pocket, Nicola from Grand Theft Auto 4, they're the same character to me.
I hate you so very much.
And besides, I don't think you're Polly Pocket you're thinking of counts anymore, because nowadays, Polly Pocket, it's like a lot bigger. You can't even fit that bitch in your pocket anymore.
I know.
I'm not going to ask how you know this, Apollo.
The commercials!
Compared to what Kiki used to have in the past. Her old toys.
They used to be-
Okay, so moving on to sandbox video games.
I don't see video in the title of this show.
Yes, it just says games.
That's right. I'm not adding it. Shut up. Anywho, Dave, you look like you got something to say.
Well, I was looking for a little more input from, you know, people for video game style stuff. But in today's video games, we're definitely seeing a lot more interest in the sandbox style, where the core mission is not necessarily what you're going to spend the most time on. Aptly named Just Cause 2, half the stuff I did in that game was literally Just Cause. Ha ha, moving on. Sandbox games are becoming a lot more popular because you can just do whatever the hell you want with it. You're not locked into a linear style, but that's also a bad thing in a way too, because there's not as much control, so you can't do as much with things like voice acting towards the actual character name. You can lose focus really easy, a la, say, myself in Skyrim. I probably put about 120 hours in that game, and I'm not even halfway done the actual normal storyline.
Well, Grand Theft Auto had voice acting for the main guy and whatnot, right? So you can have that. It's just... Oh, Actually, I wasn't going anywhere with that. You can have that, period.
You can. The sandbox also comes with the many different styles. You brought the one example of Grand Theft Auto where you do role play a character they've defined for you. So yes, you do have that flexibility / lockdown you can do. But a lot of the sandbox titles we're starting to see, especially in the fantasy genre, like Realms of Armalar, like Skyrim,
Kingdoms of Armalar,
any D&D based game. I'm not going to say Demon's Souls.
But isn't it that kind of game? Maybe.
No,
maybe...
Demon's Souls isn't.
Oh, I haven't played it, so I wouldn't know. I see, the thing about sandbox games is I find I quickly grow bored of them. Not because of some inherent flaw of the sandbox, but because I simply do not desire this. Like, I played Fallout 3 for a time, and during my entire time playing it, I did not feel as though I was playing a bad game. But I also didn't really care at all, and holy crap, that fucking dog is coming up on the mic.
Yeah, I hear that.
Damn it.
Nothing you can do.
Nope. Puppies! They're puppies. So...
creepy fucking dog people.
Anyway, that's one kind of sandbox game where it's like an open-ended environment that you can explore and complete missions, follow a storyline in. But then you got the other kind of sandbox game that lets you, it gives you tools and you can just create and explore a world however way you want, i.e. Minecraft, or Terraria, or a couple of fan games, indie games on the Xbox Live Arcade that are blatant ripoffs of Minecraft.
We seem to have had a mouse pop up on the mic.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. That was funny.
That is staying in. I am not editing that out.
But anyway, yeah, you got those types of sandbox games too.
Well, yeah, the sandbox genre is pretty all-inclusive. The most, other than your basic Fallout 3, Bethesda-style open sandbox games, you did have the Grand Theft Autos. I'm trying to think of, the Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3, as Richie would agree with me if he was on. But the reason I brought up this topic today is this a good thing? Are sandbox games the be-all, end-all that it seems developers are going for? Or do we need to bring back a little bit more linearity, a little more control in the developer's hands?
Maybe we'll go back to the argument we were having about this Saturday. I'm of the...
Well, you're wrong, but please go on.
I'm of the firm belief that... even though these games, like Minecraft and whatnot, where you just kind of Lego block your way around, but not with Legos, with kind of on-screen Legos, and I'm totally for computerizing our lives. I am totally for that. I am totally for VR Troopers, Digimans, whatever. Get me off of this physical plane and onto the digital one. I am all for computerizing our entertainment, but I'm of the opinion that even though Minecraft is technically a game, it's not a fucking game.
It's not technically a dick. It's a game.
It's not a game. You go around.
Yes, it is.
Is Lego a game?
Technically, no. They do have some of those Lego board games and shit, so I think they're starting to count.
It's technically a game.
It's just not a game.
I'm asking because if Lego's a game, shouldn't Minecraft be a game? Because isn't Lego Minecraft digital thought?
Like, I don't think Carlos's argument is even valid here because, yes, there is the build and crafting and everything else to Minecraft, which does make it a game, dickhead.
Well,
but
monsters too.
But you also fight monsters. You also actually level up now. It's a bloody RPG.
It's so... I have an issue with this classification of Minecraft into gaming, because you punch a tree and you get wood, and then you put up wood, okay?
Sure do.
Now you gotta fucking punch another tree and get more wood and make a pick and then punch the ground and make stone. And in this entire time, I could have finished 3 Mega Man games and been playing games the whole time. Meanwhile, I'm punching a rock, get some rock for my house, build my house in Minecraft on the floor. Yeah, I'm going to sleep in my house. Like, I don't understand. This confuddles me. Help me get unconfuddled.
That isn't a hard thing to do, though. Ultimately, Minecraft is the ultimate type of Lego, if you will. I mean, you build whatever the hell you want, and there's no one there to tell you you can't do that. You want to punch a tree? You punch a tree. You want to punch the ground? Guess what? You got dirt.
I could do that in my backyard.
In the sky,
my
you could do that, too.
You can punch the sky in Minecraft and get
no.
sky. Oh. Because if you could, I would completely have changed my mind about the game. But nope, sorry.
Bullshit. Bad game. I'm calling bullshit on that one.
I think...
But hold on. But I don't understand why you're saying it's not a game. So, and no one answered my question. Does that mean Lego is not a game, though?
I guess so. And Carlos's it's voodoo stupidity world.
It's technically a game.
Isn't Minecraft technically a game as well?
It's technically a game. I'm just saying it's totally not a game. It's more like it's more like a way to look at a shiny object for a few hours instead of doing something productive with your lives.
I think that just goes to the whole ideal of sandboxes, whether they're like, should they have more storyline or should you just let them be open-ended, do whatever you want to.
How do I say this delicately?
Dave, why be delicate now? I mean, you're a big guy. You couldn't be delicate if you wanted to be.
Dave, you like Minecraft. And back when I played Animal Crossing fairly frequently, you mocked me. You mocked me, Dave.
You deserved it.
For playing what was essentially
Minecraft
fucking Minecraft.
Minecraft versus Animal Crossing? I'd much rather admit I played Minecraft.
Whoa. Doesn't that mean Animal Crossing is kind of like a sandbox as well?
It's completely a sandbox.
It has to be, because then there we go. I've played Animal Crossing on the GameCube.
Me too.
Because what is your goal? To build your house, basically.
Well, okay. Let's get down a definition of what a sandbox is, though. Because I think I never really considered Animal Crossing a sandbox, but maybe I need to expand my horizons here as well.
Let me tell you how gameplay works in Animal Crossing.
I played
wake up
it,
in a town, and the rest of the game is you just being in the town. You try to build your house, or not. You try to make friends with people, or mock them. You try to plant different kinds of trees, or not. You visit other people's towns, or not.
And try and dig holes around their house so they can't get out. I know, I did that.
Or in the multiplayer games, you try to leave threatening messages on the billboard between myself and Poe.
Yeah, that was true. Or when I went
I guess where I'm going with this line of inquiry is, what makes a sandbox game a sandbox game? Because I always consider, you know, Fallout, any Bethesda game, Minecraft, like those are sandbox games.
But I think
there's the main game, and then there's a billion things you can actually do to soak up time. So I guess, but that would make Harvest Moon a sandbox game.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that one. I know Richie might have mentioned that one. I was just about to say Harvest Moon is on the same level too. And doesn't that mean, if that's the case, where if it has to have, I don't know if you're saying it has to, but if it has a plot and then a subplot where you do whatever the hell you want, doesn't that mean Minecraft isn't one, because Minecraft doesn't have a plot?
It actually kind of does.
It does now.
You can fight a quote-unquote final boss, but you don't even have to do it. However, I was going to say, you're bringing up an interesting point here. If main plot and sandbox side quest mode is what makes up a sandbox game, what about Final Fantasy VI?
What about Saga Frontier?
I was going to say The Sims.
The Sims, Final Fantasy VII. Hell, a lot of city builder games are... In SimCity 2000, I made pre-made cities and then destroyed them with tornadoes. That was my game.
Okay, well, just for kicks here, just to try and get an idea of what the rest of the world considers to be a sandbox, the definition of sandbox is also known as open world. And here's the definition. An open world, or sandbox, is a type of video game level design where a player can roam freely through a virtual world and is given considerable freedom in choosing how or when to approach objectives. Video games that include such level design are often referred to as free roam games.
So, I think that kind of rules out Final Fantasy VI and VII.
It does.
Because while the world kind of opens up at the end, it still opens up in a very controlled way. But I don't think that rules out Saga Frontier.
No, Saga Frontier, while it did seem very open and loose, there were still some set guidelines, some set plots you had to go through eventually.
So there was those in Fallout.
Fallout and Saga Frontier are two very different beasts in that regard, though.
Are they really? You have a central objective, depending on the character you pick in Saga Frontier, and one central objective in Fallout. But you can completely ignore that objective and just go do whatever the fuck you want.
And eventually you'll have to, but
because you run out of shit to do,
you have to too.
And hell, in Saga Frontier, there is even one character, Lute specifically, who had one objective, and his quest, the only other things he could do were the total open world stuff that someone with a much more in-depth quest like Red or Acellus could also do. But since they had that more in-depth quest, but still the same access to the open worldness of the game, are theirs not sandboxes? It seems highly
I'm going to throw a couple of games in here that they consider to be of this variety, and actually, I think we're going to argue on this one as well.
What's they? Where are you getting the list from?
I'm using both Wikipedia as well as a couple other, like, GameSpot and, primarily GameSpot and Wikipedia.
Okay, throw some out there.
Okay, well, Wikipedia, and we're going to argue this one very easily, they consider games like Metroid, Dragon Quest, Legend of Zelda, Ball. River City Ransom, Grand Theft Auto, Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time.
Okay, clearly
I don't agree with most of those, actually.
Clearly the people who wrote that list are on some kind of crack, possibly while playing Minecraft.
Or trying to figure out Saga Frontier. Either one.
They're like, I get to punch the leaves and smell the leaves. And whoa. I see through time. And punch more leaves. So Mario 64 is totally not a sandbox.
No, it's not.
Agreed.
It's a level-based game where the levels were the stars. The fuck? That list is fucked.
And Ocarina or
the Zelda game
time is not one, because then you could say, what is it called? It's the same game. What is it?
Well, if Zelda is a Link's open past. World sandbox game, then pretty much any RPG in the planet is a sandbox game.
Yeah. Like Tales games.
I mean, I can say Grand Theft Auto is sandbox because there's a million things you can do outside of the main quest to just blow time. Minecraft, Fallout, all those, they are sandbox. At least by my definition. I mean, going by the wrong definition here?
Did they say Metroid as well?
Yeah, they did.
They said Metroid.
I could see that for Metroid Prime, for the Prime series, and for NES, for the NES one, because that would just confuse the fuck out of people without a map.
Yeah, but being confusing... Being confusing is not a sandbox.
No, it's not.
Not necessarily, anyway.
What about the very first Legend of Zelda? I haven't played it, but...
It's very similar to a really shitty version of the Game Boy Zeldas.
Okay.
Yes, that's the best way to think of Zelda 1, one of the shittiest NES games ever made.
Really?
I didn't like Zelda 1. I know me not liking it doesn't make it shitty. I realize I shouldn't have said that. I should have said it's only partly shitty.
I know you might call this blasphemous, but for Sonic Adventure 1, I felt that, you know, aside from the stages, I had a little fun going around, just going with the characters, running or flying around the open world areas, after the open world hubs.
Yeah, but they couldn't punch a building and then build another building. Although, did someone die?
All right. I think you just lost Kiki with that one.
I will say that being able to play as Tails in a Minecraft-X game might be a little broken. Although you could modify your characters to do that in Minecraft anyway. And you know what I would like to hear about? Dave, when we were having our argument last Saturday, which prompted this as the topic, you were talking about Minecraft as an educational tool. You want to throw that out there?
Sure. I've seen a number of videos and a number of articles now where...
Hello? Dave? Hello?
What just happened?
I don't know. Hi. I'm scared.
I heard noises.
I'm so sorry. That was me.
Oh, Nudie. Now I don't know.
Dave, I hope you weren't talking that whole time because Skype just completely dropped.
At what point did Skype drop?
Well, it was about the time that I heard the Skype drop noise.
Okay, what was I saying?
Okay. Something about articles.
Minecraft is being about articles, seen a number of videos that... Bloop.
Okay, that gives me an idea of where to start back up from. All I hear is, oh, is Richie joining in? No, I'm gone. So, as I was saying, I have seen a number of articles as well as videos of teachers now using Minecraft in a number of novel ways, actually. Things like getting the kids to work together to build something, doesn't matter what, working on just using it as an educational tool in many different ways. Build stuff, because ultimately, the crafting and everything else in it, okay, it requires a Wikipedia article to sort of figure out, but it does allow the kids a chance to use their imagination, and let's face it, kids don't use their imagination half as much as we used to. So I look forward to seeing what they could do more with Minecraft.
That's just the end of the building block as we know it. Like, I don't mean like in-game, but I'm talking about like real-life building blocks made of wood and shit and plastic and shit.
No, I don't think that'll ever go away, because I know the day I have a kid, I will totally give them Lego, because that is an amazing tool for them to use their imagination with. I never want to see Lego die out.
I'm totally okay with computerizing everything, as I mentioned earlier. Make me part cybernetic. Make me all cybernetic. I'm fine with this. However, I'm a little concerned with a generation of kids growing up thinking Minecraft is gaming. And that's...
We're back to this again!
Yeah, that's my issue. It's not gaming. It's... It's a sandbox. It's a virtual sandbox. You are... Okay, you're being imaginative, you're playing around, you're dicking around with people you like, okay? And sometimes you give yourselves an objective, and you go for that objective. You want to build a house that looks like a penis. Elementary school assignment. I'm okay with this. Penis house aside.
If you want to build Figaro Castle, you go right the fuck ahead and build Figaro Castle.
I'm okay with introducing kids to Final Fantasy VI. But the next generation of kids being like, oh man... we know games. We played a bunch of Minecraft. I think I would have to shoot myself. I'm just saying. I would have to punch some iron, fashion a gun out of it, and take it to my brain. Because now we're going to have a bunch of kids who think Minecraft is gaming, and gaming is about dicking around in objectiveless sandboxes, and then games with actual objectives and carefully tailored challenges are second nature. Not second nature. That's a good thing. Secondary. Then this concerns me. This is how the apocalypse will happen.
Oh, we're supposed to stop the apocalypse? Oh, but I want to build a forge!
And that's kind of my concern. One of the great things about gaming is, and escape? People might laugh at this, risk management.
Okay, I'll throw it right back at you. The enemies in said Minecraft...
Which you can totally turn off.
If you're a wuss.
Because
there's total risk management there.
Yeah, some other guy might be a douche and destroy your house.
No, I'm talking like the creepers blowing up your shit.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
Come on, let's talk about gaming here, bud.
What school?
You're talking about Risk. I'm talking about your house blowing up.
What school?
Silence. I want to hear
build. What school would build a Minecraft server with enemies in it destroying your shit? That's just sadistic. That's not education anymore. That's not even gaming. That's more like, hey, kids, build a house together. Your house was ruined. Nothing is certain in life. Lesson learned.
But here's the other thing I was going to also mention. If they're going to have that little LAN server or whatever so these kids can play, they're just going to start bullying through Minecraft as well, because then other kids are going to be like, oh, whatever, we're going to be the rebels and start attacking that kid's house because he picks his nose or something. Or
that's right.
That kid looks funny. They're going to fucking pick on him too.
You can never turn off the creepers. Humans are creepers.
So I see where you're coming from, where that could be positive, but there's also negatives to having that. So that's not going to stop bullying. That's not going to stop, well, I guess, in your guys, what you guys were just talking about, risk management. And the teachers aren't going to stop that either. They're going to be like, well, you better not do that.
Well,
you're not going to play Minecraft anymore, guys. You better not do that. Put your mouse down, okay? You're not going to do that. Stop it.
See, whereas if they had a vehicle for that, like, let's just say Skullgirls in elementary schools.
Gross.
Bouncing boobies. And now it's not bullying. It is defeating your opponent. Objective betterment. Way better than Minecraft.
I think they should just go with Number Munchers.
Yes, bring back Number Munchers for the 21st century.
Number Munchers, not a sandbox, but I know. More fun than the sandbox.
Off topic, but worth it.
Friend of the show, Marcus, just sent me a page through my medical pager that I stole from that hospital mentioning Math Blaster.
What's Math Blaster?
I don't know. Let me use my medical pager to send the message back.
What, Math Blaster was a lot like Number Muncher.
I assume you shot the numbers.
Something like that.
The numbers, perhaps.
Oh, could you say Oregon Trail was a sandbox game?
No, because you can't do anything. You're stuck on the stupid trail where you break your stupid leg and then you die a day later. And you have to go hunt meat, and you only get 100 presents, but how much you fucking rock at it.
Wait, that's right. And this was in every school.
Yeah.
Gabe, I take back what I said about creeper setups in Minecraft.
What do you mean?
Blow up the kids' fucking houses. Fuck them. Oregon Trail, you'll never make it to Oregon. Minecraft teaches you the lesson of blowing up your house.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There were so many times I didn't make it to Oregon, and they're like, oh, sorry, next kid's turn. Like, oh, okay.
Lesson learned, kids. When you try to go on a long journey, your family members will die of dysentery.
And then you can try to get another game in, but you only have 5 minutes before class is over. You just wasted your time.
Whereas on the Minecraft server, you can log in next break time and continue your journey to Oregon with your destroyed house. They should mix the two games, Oregon Trail, Minecraft.
I'm sure someone in Minecraft has already made an Oregon Trail, Oregon.
Because, see, if students could make the trail for other people, for other students, I would make, like, the road in the sky with impossible pitfalls. Also,
some people
more
can do.
Random
it's just
dysentery.
Like, if it's public shared, they could just download that Oregon thing and then just add it their own way.
What? That is not a real-life lesson. Real-life does not teach this kind of tolerance.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Wow,
we're talking about Minecraft skill.
Right. Minecraft. Technically a game, but not a game. I'm concerned about the future, where Minecraft is a kid's first kind of game. I was raised off Kangaroo and that arcade game. Berserk.
You know, it's also a game that's not a game. I don't know if anyone remembers it because I don't remember the title. But you were this dumb-looking rabbit, and you had to go collect these little time watches or little stopwatches to end the level.
No, I remember. I know what game you're talking about. It was a stupid isometric viewed SNES game, but
Bugs Bunny.
No, it wasn't Bugs Bunny. It was some other time rabbit shit. And it was on the SNES, and Carlos, you should remember this because when we were kids, your dad rented it because he used to rent us games and he would just pick one randomly off the shelf and he picked this game. And we were just like, what the hell is this? I feel like I'm on drugs and you're this goddamn rabbit and you have to go through the time, go through the stage and collect these stopwatches before the timer ran out. But the timer always ran out before you got even to the stopwatches.
I'm vaguely remembering a game like this. It was way too difficult.
Yeah.
Not a sandbox game.
Sandbox game at all.
I know, but you were saying a game that's not a game, so I needed to mention that.
Well, it's technically a game.
Rabbit Rampage?
Possibly.
Rabbit Rampage? It wasn't a Bugs Bunny game.
No. I'm looking up SNES games while you guys are
talking about it,
and the only thing that comes up anything like it is called Rabbit Rampage.
That was a Bugs Bunny game.
No, that was Bugs Bunny Busts Loose.
No, there was a Bugs Bunny Rabbit Rampage.
Maybe not.
Where Bugs finally flipped his shit.
Anyway, you're right. Not a sandbox.
Yes.
Sorry.
Not a sandbox.
Back
there
on
were
top,
sandbox
guys.
Games on the SNES. There was a version of SimCity. There was ActRaiser, which combined. Well, no, that was more of a city builder. And it combined it with being a buff barbarian.
Actually, both of those games are on the quote unquote sandbox list off of Wikipedia.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Definitely not sandboxes.
SimCity's not a sandbox?
Well, isn't it? You're kind of God playing in the sandbox. That has to count for something, right?
Yeah, SimCity, Sims. What about that? Yeah, even that Sim Ant thing?
What about any Sim game? Isn't that a sandbox? Because if not, then what is it?
I think the Sims series is a sandbox game because you can even go so far as like plotting out the land, building the houses, creating the people, creating each and every person and their specific details, personality, mindsets. And if you turn off aging, they can live forever. So watch them play.
That screams sandbox to me. And speaking of games that would be really bad to raise kids on, the fucking Sims.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, at least Minecraft has some semblance of movement and jumping, whereas in The Sims, it's like, oh, my Sim slept with the other Sim and had little Sim babies. What the fuck is that?
Oh.
That hurts my head there, Carlos.
Terribly sorry, old chap. So, can we all agree that sandbox games will be the death of gaming?
No.
Oh. I don't think so, because I think sandbox gaming has its own little niche for fans. It has its own set of fans. Not every person will like sandbox gaming, like Carlos, for example. But there will still be like some notoriety, some want for a sandbox genre.
Agreed. I don't even see it as a niche anymore, though. I mean, it's becoming pretty mainstream as far as making a game for it. I mean, Spider-Man, Grand Theft Auto, those are pretty heavy-hitting games now.
Skyrim,
yeah.
Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning by that studio that just laid off all its employees and missed their last payroll.
Yep. C38 games, I believe it is.
Yep, 38 games, and they missed their payroll to pay back the state, and then their check bounced, and then they sent an email to all employees laying off the company.
On top of all that, people that moved to their new moved from home and moved out to work on the studio. Turns out their mortgages, they may have two mortgages put on them now that the studio's closed.
Holy fuck. That is a bad, bad situation. Let's talk about that for a second. Should a fledgling game company try to make a game like Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning as their first game, and then an MMO as their second, which was 38 Studios' plan?
I think the main problem there was the MMO.
I don't even know what either of those games are.
So
this is the first time I'm hearing of these games.
Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning was a fairly okay reviewed kind of sandbox fantasy Skyrim-esque game with supposedly a really kick-ass combat system. I haven't played it though. And it was made by the studio called 38 Studios, and they planned to make this game and then an MMO based in this game's world. And I guess they were partly
financed
by the state they were in. I don't recall the state off by heart. And then they were running out of money trying to make these games, and they were hoping that Kingdoms of Amalur would make their money back, and it didn't even make them back half of what they spent. And then they missed a payroll to pay back the state, and then their check bounced to pay back the state, and then they laid off all their employees. It's a huge mess at the studio. And I have to tell you something. When I eventually become a rich, awesome screenwriter and can fund game design, I'm not going to try to make a game like Kingdoms of Amalur first. I got to tell you. I'm going to aim small. Maybe make a Mario clone and go from there.
Or starring a duck named Frank.
Or some kind of game where you take sand and fashion sand into things, possibly contained in some kind of box.
Oh, the irony.
Oh, Carlos. I hope it's called Boxcraft.
Boxcraft. I'm going to call it Sandcraft.
So yeah, that was basically where I wanted to go with that topic. I guess I'm the bigger fan of the genre, if you will. So I'm pretty much the only one who had anything to say on it, thanks to Richie not being here.
Yeah, I know. Richie totally dropped the ball on you, in you, sensually. Well, it's not true. We did play games that kind of classify like Animal Crossing and Terraria and all that. So we all have experience with it. It's just we all kind of like it less. And for all my shit talking earlier, I think there's definite educational value to Minecraft for kids. I just hope that they're also given other games to play where they might have a family member die of dysentery, is all I'm saying.
Or the more healthier game of going outside and playing baseball.
Indeed. All right, this has been Carlos.
Actually, before you do that, Carlos, I just wanted one thing on the sandbox topic. I love my sandbox games, but I think the biggest problem I'm starting to see in the sandbox itself is they're giving too much control to the player and not, I don't like to use the word force, but I mean, I lost interest in Skyrim's overall plot because I was dicking around for so long and made it to places that really levels I probably shouldn't have been. I do think there needs to be a little bit stricter control even on sandbox games so that you don't lose your players.
Saga Frontier did that by scaling the level of mobs to your level. So even if you went to a place you're not supposed to be for a while, the enemies are not going to rip you to shreds. Except for that one dungeon, the biolab, where the enemies are always two or three grades above where you are.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the design mechanic around that is put something in that area. Maybe the game has to dynamically make whatever area you wander into first kind of stage one and maybe keep you in there for a little bit. But then I wonder if this is even a sandbox anymore.
Yeah, it's tough to say. It's like I'm saying it needs a little more structure, but on the other hand, the best example I can give is in Fallout 3. I know you played it for a little bit, but not enough to get anywhere near this. One of the main things in that game, spoiler, is you're looking for your dad. Now, my playthrough is very different than my old roommate Nick's because I went in a totally different direction than he did. He managed to find the area where your dad was, and he literally had his experience cut short, I guess you could say, because he found his dad too early. They hadn't locked that shit down, so all this dialogue you're supposed to have in this epic quest to find your dad and help the world, all of a sudden you're not going to get the dialogue for, well, your dad's been missing this whole time, and he was such a great guy. All of a sudden, it's just, oh, hey, how you doing, Frank?
And he's like, oh, geez, what the fuck are you doing here already?
Yeah, like, you don't get a chance to actually get yourself established in the world. It's just, oh, your dad's here. Great. Moving on.
Friend of the show, Marcus, has just sent me a carrier pigeon. I'm just unfurling the message here. Hang on. Unfurling.
Watch out for the pigeon shit.
Yeah. Oh, it just shat on me. And he says this is one of the reasons why New Vegas was superior.
Oh, absolutely. I can say without a doubt that New Vegas's pacing and the way they did things was much better, because if there was an area that they didn't want you in, they put a whole bunch of shit there that you were not going to survive until later. If you weren't armed with a minigun, a couple of backpack nukes, and a real bad disposition, you were fucked.
I have no idea what you just said. All right. Good times. Sandbox? Terminus?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. This has been Carlos.
And this has been Dave.
And friends.
Yay.
And friends.
Signing off.